Robinhood Radio presents The Shape of Things with Matthew White from the Hillsdale General Store.
Hello, this is Matthew White with The Shape of Things. There's just something about the mason jar. For more than 100 years, it has held the bright colors of summer harvests and neat rows in your, or perhaps more likely, your grandmother's pantry. A twist of the lid and a pop of the cap would unleash the sweet and savory flavors of summer. Pints for jellies, relishes, and bread and butter pickles. Quarts for green beans, black-eyed peas, and summer fruit in a simple syrup. Besides the brilliant colors of the contents, it is a pleasing shape of the jars as they create a mosaic on narrow shelves. The roundness of its body in plan view and the regimented rectangular shape as seen straight on. It is visually simple but tactily pleasing. The labor represented in each jar amplifies the pleasure of the senses, visually, manually, and of course when consuming the contents. My great-grandmother was a wonderful canner, putting up any number of items from her sister's vast garden and orchard. My mother also did this just before deep freezes edged out the cellar pantry as a way of preserving foods. Two of my favorites were chow chow, a head-spinningly delectable concoction of tomatoes, peppers, onions, and vinegar. It was the perfect condiment for anything and everything. This was my great-grandmother's recipe, and the sight of the minced vegetables held within the pint jars was enough to make mouths water. My other favorite was apricots. My mom would can them in a very light syrup, which kept the tartness of the summer fruit intact. She would crack open a jar when she made waffles on Sunday mornings. She would empty the jar into the blender, where it would be whipped into a deliciously smooth puree. This would be poured onto buttered, piping hot waffles and topped with a nice dousing of maple syrup. As winter wore on, the cellar became less colorful, but the jars were washed and stored until the following summer when the ritual would begin all over again. Out came the huge black speckled enamel cauldron with wireframe that held the jars upright and a box of new golden rings and caps to seal the food and protect them safely. Until that Sunday morning in February when Mom would say, "Honey, go down to the cellar and bring up a jar of apricots." Sweeter words were never uttered.
Matthew White is an author, designer, and proprietor of the Hillsdale General Store.